You're listening to Archer Radio.
Hello.
Hi. I wonder why you're not showing up and being on.
I don't know. I have no idea, but Tigger's on.
So he's not showing up. He shows up sometimes. Sometimes. I think they're having issues.
I just downloaded the latest version, too.
Well, that's Skype. I think after like 2 million people get on, they start having issues. I don't know why.
I don't know either. Oh, Tigger says Tigger just says he sees that I found you. But I don't know how he can see that.
How the hell can he see this?
I'm going to ask him.
Weird. That's some shit.
That's crazy.
I wonder how many people are on here that I don't know. But they know I'm on here. That's weird.
He says, you are both on the phone on my end. How does it show that I am on the phone?
I know. You just... since you're not even online.
I know. I don't understand that.
I think he's got something silly going on over there.
Oh, well.
Are. I noticed you couldn't change that grammatical error. I'm irked.
Well, I could change it, but I'm too lazy, and I don't want it to repost the show again.
I saw it and I threw up. Those cinnamon buns, the raspberry.
Nobody else noticed it. Only you. Or if they did, they didn't tell me.
Well, that's all I do all day long is look for shit like that. Noticed that when I'm like, I can't pass that up. What a thingy do you use to post your content? Is it Tangelino or what?
Yes, it's called Tangelo.
Tangelo.
Yeah, it's like a standalone blogger program, and it now, at least the new beta version, now includes podcasting. Can you hear those dings when he sends me a message?
Nope.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get this another thing because I don't really care. Like, but I don't like WordPress too much.
I never liked WordPress.
I mean, I got all this other stuff. I've been trying portals and all that, like Joomla, Mambo, and Mambo, and all that ignorant shit.
I don't know anything about those.
Lord, you ain't missed anything. They look promising, though. I've installed it on this. See if you can see it.
Man, but now, what are you doing with it?
Well, I'm trying to get my shit back up and running.
Oh, I see. You sent me a link.
Now that I'm off the chemo.
You had chemo?
No.
I was going to say, what the hell are you talking about?
Chemo for God. Since like August. I don't know how long people are on chemo, but I think that'd be a long time.
You'd be dead by now. They would have zapped your brain. Well, this writing on here is terrible. On Monday, August 9th. According to a research at an English university.
But see, that doesn't show up. That's just like where, first installed it has shit loaded up.
Oh.
Yeah, I just installed it like 30 minutes ago. I've been testing this out.
Oh, I see.
The layout looks good, though.
Yeah, I actually do like this layout, yeah. I see what you mean by Joomla?
I have no idea.
But you can obviously change that to be your little splash thing or whatever.
I just thought, I like that a lot better. But it's so damn hard to use.
Well, is it a standalone program?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But pitch to install too.
I really like this Tangelo. My all three of my blogs now are with Tangelo.
Well, that's right. You've got your semi-pornographic.
And I have the Virginia Wine Time.
Where's that at? I want to rate that.
Let me send you the link. Actually, don't read it because then you'll want to change it.
Let's see. What's this? Virginiana Vine Time.
I write that with a boyfriend.
Mardi Gras. Hmm. Oh, that's right. You like the Merlots, don't you? No.
I do, yeah. Oh. I like the Merlots.
Yeah, these Chardonnay. God, I hate that oak taste.
I do too. That's why you have to do the stainless steel one. Stainless steel fermentation, you don't taste the oak.
Stainless steel. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds so white trashy, doesn't it?
Actually, no, it's not.
Stainless steel. I'm going to write that down. Give me some stainless. I bet it comes with screw caps.
No. That's not the name of it. That's
I know that. I mean, with something made like that, you know it's going off the screw cap.
Let's see. I
can... a box.
Did you hear that laughing? Mm-hmm. They have those little blast things.
Sounds like Scooby-Doo shit over there. They have the same goddamn laugh in the background for like 10 years.
So when are you coming back to podcasting?
I'm not sure. I was, I'm just now, like, getting back to hollering back at everybody's
stats. Yeah.
Steel. I bet you spell that with A and an E, don't you? Stainless steel.
S-T-E-A-L, right?
Yeah, double E-L. I was thinking, I heard John on, hey, you mentioned me today, and I don't know, I think I might come back and do it. That's why I'm trying to install that ignorant shit.
Well, just use your old one. It's already set up and ready to go.
Well, it's getting so much spam and shit that's driving me nuts.
I check your website every day just waiting for the time you come back.
I think it's gotten fat and disgusting over there. It's already, I'm just paranoid to go look at it. People got pissy with me. I'm like, you don't get pissy with me.
Well, they had expectations of you, I guess.
They had high expectations. Shit, they ain't getting any. Hell. God, have you watched this Bachelor stuff?
Oh, God, no.
God, he's tasty.
Oh, yeah, I've seen commercials and he looks gorgeous.
God, I could spread him on something and eat him all up. We think we know who's winning, because, there's another girl now from Nashville, and mother is dating her uncle, and they're like extremely close. It's so over. They've been trying to get that shit out of her. I think she's the one that's doing it.
Oh. But,
since they're both in the same town, the bitch is still on there, and they flew her family all over there, France and shit like that, like really late. So. I'm like, I bet this bitch got it. I'm going to bet money at the Las Vegas on her.
You think she's the one who's going to steal his heart?
Yeah, and then tempt him because she's a bitch.
Well, of course. The only reason those girls go on there is to get their face and their name out there because they're probably all actresses or something.
Yeah. See, her father's... God, he's worth millions. And so there's like no real need for them to even be on there. It's like, good God, woman. You are rich as hell. What are you talking about?
Well, then she's desperate for a husband.
She's got to be. God, he's cute.
Yeah, he's got a nice chest, too.
Mom's like, oh, God, he's just hot. He's sexy. I'm like, you crazy, bitch. Shit.
Now, what would you do with him if you had him in your bed?
I'd put lip gloss on his lips.
Oh, does he have dry lips?
He's got dry lips. Oh, I bet his knees need some moisturizer.
Yes, I bet his elbows do too.
If that's his health, he'll be moving. That bitch, he's supposed to be an MD at Vanderbilt.
Oh.
Really uppity university. So that bitch's got to be rich.
He probably is.
He's wearing, he ain't wearing boxers. I can tell by looking at that.
I'm trying to think.
He's wearing a bikini.
Okay, I just switched back over there. Oh, she's a kindergarten teacher. Oh, he is cute.
Where that goddamn dog, too. I hate them things.
You hate dogs or just that kind?
God, dogs in general are nasty and they're disgusting.
Take off your shirt. Take off your shirt.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. He was about to take his shirt and watch me.
If he gets hot, he will.
If he gets hot, shit.
Look at those thin legs.
We're sitting here sizing this poor guy. That's terrible.
But he's cute. Now, how old is he?
I have no idea. Like 30 or 28 or something.
Huh.
He's got hair for him. He can't be too damn old.
But you know, he's got all those classic features. He's got that square jaw. Thin, good hairline. Yeah.
He's got good breeding.
Yeah, good breeding, that's true.
That's what you gotta go for, good breeding. Doesn't that sound so trashy?
It is trashy, but if you think about nature, that's what women do. They go for the guy that has the good breeding.
I know, but it's so blue-blooded, and I love it. Because he's some good breeding. Like, it's really gonna matter, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he could have, like, 4 or 5 chromosomes, but it doesn't make any difference for us.
Because he's got the good looking ones and that's all he needs.
I think he's gay. That's just me.
You think he has a big dick?
Well, did you see his stuff just a second ago when he sat down?
I missed that.
I didn't.
I was hoping to see a crotch shot there eventually, but... So you think he's packing?
I bet he's packing something big time. I hope they did get married, because if they did the Christmas, ooh, I'm going to have to see some of that. Like, I'm going to take a pee-pee and run in there on him. Oh, just checking. Get back to the crowd now.
He might take you up on it.
Shit.
So do you have a boyfriend yet up there in Ithaca?
Yeah, they don't have them up here. They only have old dykes and lipstick lesbians.
Aww. Oh, he does have...
Ugly. Ugly.
That's too bad.
Stainless steel. That's hilarious. I'm going to be thinking about that tonight.
You will. When you go to buy your next bottle of wine, you just read the label, and if it says stainless steel fermentation, then you know that it's not going to be oaky.
Well, I'm into the sherry.
Oh, yes.
The only bottle of booze I have left is it's called the Chateau Larose Trentel Don Hop Medoc.
Never heard of it.
It's from, Grand Vin de Bordeaux.
You need to find some Virginia wines.
See, I can't find any yet. Well, I can, they'll order them.
I don't know if they sell them up there in New York or not.
Yeah, he can order, like, the Oasis.
Oasis, yeah.
The Oasis. But I'm like this type of person. I'm like, okay, if you don't have it now, go ahead and order it. And I'm going to come back next week. And then you'll get pissy with me.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm too tired to go back. They can hold it. They never do. They'll put it out and we'll sell it in like 2 days.
Oasis is actually pretty big in Virginia, but it's not the best wines in Virginia, that's for sure.
I'm not sure. That wouldn't be a... We've got one guy, I can't remember the name, I'd get it even back on the Tennessees. I forgot this fucking name. I'm moving to Napa Valley. That's it.
I would love that.
I'm going to open up my own wine place.
Well, that's what I want to do, but I don't have enough money. I gotta win the lottery.
Oh, it can't be that expensive.
Yes, it is. Are you kidding?
Oh, please, a couple hundred thousand ought to do it.
But you realize that once you plant the grapes, the vines, it takes 3 years before you'll get a yield enough to produce wine.
Oh, shit. You don't know how to do it.
If you want to do it right.
Bitch, please. I don't do anything wrong. Motherfuckers are going to be growing all year long. I put some shit over them.
But now you've got your background in your horticultural, whatever, don't you?
I did.
Well, you should know a little bit about it.
I'm not big on the viticulture. The witakia. The witakia, as they call it.
Oh.
Vitaceae, for those not familiar with the Latin terminology, nomenclature.
Yeah, that's over my head.
That's his family name, Witakia.
You're just too smart.
Well, that's like the orchid family, Orchidacea, or Orchidaceae, Lilacea, or Rosacea. Basically, whatever it is, you just put that word in front of it and put acia at the end of it, and you...
And that explains what it is.
You probably got it right, you know. There's a good chance. These grapes, I'm into a... I did get some fresh Pinot Noirs last time.
Pinot Noir.
With it. Pinot Noir, let's see. With back, when I first got here last semester, they had some still on the vin. And so my aunt and mother came up. Good God, we tore the shit out of them vines. And mom's out there, she's got her big old bag. They ripped them damn grapes off, throw them in a bag, took off.
Oh my gosh.
And, shit, we got us a free glassful. And, we got like a whole grocery bag full of them things. God, they're good.
You were just eating the grapes?
Mm-hmm.
You could have made your own wine with it then.
Could have. They stained everything up. They're gross.
They do.
It tastes like, I couldn't describe it if you never had a native grape.
Well, I don't actually eat grapes. I only drink the wine.
Well, that's no good. You need to have native grape or a native grape wine.
Either speak up or put your mouth closer to the microphone. I can't hear you.
I said you need to get a native grape type of wine.
Like what?
I'm not sure. Oh, there are several native grapes make wine out of.
Well, I'm sure I know what you mean, but I don't. That terminology doesn't sound familiar to me. What do you mean, native? It's grown in Virginia, you mean?
No, I mean Native American grapes, like, muscadine's a native grape. Cayuga white, diamond.
Okay.
They're all native.
Gotcha.
They were, grown here. Unlike the European varieties.
I see what you mean.
So, I think the European are Vitis vinifera.
Yes, that's true.
So, and that has your Pinot Noirs, your Sauvignons, all that shit.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Hate them ignorant words. God.
Those are the most popular grapes, anyway, so.
Yeah, because they taste like shit, and everybody thinks just because it tastes like shit, it's gotta be good.
You have to have a Merlot. Merlots are very good.
Now, like a good Shiraz.
Okay. A Syrah or Shiraz. That's fine.
Shiraz.
You know, it's only called that. It's only called that in Australia, New Zealand.
Shiraz.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call it Syrah.
Everywhere else, it's Syrah.
We call them Shiraz. Here at this point, it sounds better. Shiraz.
It does. It does sound better.
Syrah. People ask. So many people ask how to pronounce that. I'm like, that. Okay, you can pronounce the freaking Gewurztraminer or kind or
Gewurztraminer.
You fucking can't even say Saruman. Good God, woman, you're ignorant.
Who's ignorant?
Oh, people at like the wine, the liquor stores.
Oh.
The last, you know, they'll ask. So now the Germans, those I like. The French, that's for pussies. All that shit grown in Germany because they know what they're doing. They know booze.
Now, see, I think the French is very good.
Ugh.
It's much smoother than California wines.
I like a good German ale.
Oh, that's beer.
Yeah, you know, it's color of coffee.
Yeah,
it's got that biscuit floating on top of it.
Oh, God,
it's
no.
Got shit all in it.
That's nasty.
Corn husks.
I don't like that. That's nasty.
I've never actually had any, but I'm kind of curious.
Well, you should be drinking some then.
I can't drink. I've got a bleeding down below.
Oh, you poor thing.
I was shitting blood for like 3 weeks. It was terrible.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, I had this little ulcer thing. Then I had something in the upper part of the intestines.
Oh, that's probably why you're so skinny, too.
Yeah, see, it's all gone. You ever cramped blood?
No, I can't say I have.
Well, it's tar. It's terrible. If you throw it up, it's worse. Because it just looks gross.
Ooh.
It's thrown out, but it's terrible when it's coming out your butt.
Ugh. Poor thing.
Yeah, you look down, you're like, I know I didn't eat tacos last time. I should be doing this.
Or tacos shouldn't cause that kind of damage.
Well, I ate some razor blades. Razor blades or something another.
That would do it.
So it's going to come back last month. I got the flu, and then I started shitting blood. Actually, I shat blood, then got the flu.
Oh. Well, you should probably try to just do, like, one show a week. And it doesn't have to be really long. Excuse me, I have a cold.
Yeah, I should. I think I've got the scoliosis. I can't even sit down that long to do one now.
Well, lay down. Don't you have an eye river?
Yeah, but I'm on the Linux, so it's kind of hard to... See, it's easy for me to listen to everything, but to encode it and do it from... iRiver puts it out as real media, doesn't it?
No, mine puts it out as MP3.
It has to be converted, though, doesn't it?
The program does it for me. I don't do anything.
Yeah. See, I can't run that program on...
On Linux, yeah.
So it's kind of a bitch. I mean, they have things you can convert the native real media over to the MP3, but I'm... It's okay, but...
You're also lazy.
Yeah. And it kind of sounds a little bizarre when you do that, because you're converting something that's technically not... shouldn't be converted like that without the native... whatever it's called.
Right.
So it's just a bunch of shit. And you know all these people, they don't know how to use real media or the MP2s and all that. I like the OGGs.
I don't even know what that is.
So that was back when audio files were real stuff. That's an actual audio file. MP3 is actually a component for the MPEGs.
Oh.
Which is, you know, the video.
Right.
So technically we're using the wrong thing. And all this Apple Pod stuff. You know, people, they think they have to have iPods. Record.
You do have to have iPods.
Why?
So you can listen to your podcast on the go.
Well, I could just easily stick mine on the iRiver and go.
Oh, that's true, actually. I think somebody else does that, listens to them on the iRiver.
Yeah, it's like my Apple Pod won't even... I don't even have iTunes, obviously. So...
Yeah, because I don't think they have it for Linux.
Nope, you can run it through another thing and emulate it on there, but they don't like that. Because if you buy something, it technically can't encode it, and so you just get the actual file. And they don't like that.
Oh.
They want you to have that stuff. You know, they know everything you do, and they can see you
Yeah.
You can only have like only 5 computers and things like that.
That's right.
I don't like that.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, that's because you're a puss.
And I'm a huge Apple fan, so.
My Mac has been... That is the worst thing I have played with since the B operating system.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, even a DOS is better than this OS X Tiger.
You're crazy. OS X, it's 10.4.4 is excellent. But now, see, you could get one of the new Intel Macs.
Yeah, they suck, though.
Right now they do, yes, I've heard that.
You know, it takes... How long does it take Apple to get their shit straightened out?
Well, because they want to release the computer first, and then all the software people have to catch up to it. So until that happens, the computer's going to be, you know, crap.
Yeah, well, I don't think they ever caught up on the Mac Tiger thing, did they? For a while, that was a piece of shit.
I think it's good right now.
I must have done something special with it since I've dropped going with it.
Well, it's just my opinion.
Yeah, Apple is... It's the electronic antichrist. Unless you're Muslim, in which case it's whatever the hell they have over them. Weird countries. Can't say anything. They're listening. They'll kill us.
That's right.
They're going to blow up East Coast and get it stuff.
Well, just make sure they... Well, if they deal with... Well, actually, we're both in bad areas because I'm in D.C. and you're... Well, you're pretty far from New York City, but...
Yeah. Anyway. The closest they'll get is... Syracuse.
Well, who wants to blow up Syracuse?
They would have a big... Yeah, well, the university here, they would... Might want to get...
No, they're going to hit big cities.
Nuclear waste.
Well, there, yeah, that.
That'd actually be catastrophic. Good God, they got a cyclotron over the thumb bit.
Hmm.
Cold... Might have did that cold fusion... Not cold fusion... The Kelvin lab. That would be a good... Oh, that would be a perfect one to blow up.
Where they split the atoms?
Well, they smash them, and then they have another one that's center for, what do they call it, absolute zero testing shit. So they got, like, liquid helium over there. It's almost absolute zero. Of course, if you blew a tank of that up, it'd blow Ithaca to hail, probably.
There you go. Now you've just given them all the information they need.
Yeah, so if you Arabs listening, you can blow it up. I won't know a thing. You know, liquid nitrogen, helium, and oxygen. Just freeze the lake over, kill everybody, and explode.
Just do it while you're asleep so that you don't feel anything.
I'm scared there's going to be an earthquake. There's so many of them these days.
Earthquakes?
Earthquake. Where do you from? They had one up in the northern part of the New York, up by... the Canadian border, I think.
Yeah, but what was the Richter scale?
Oh, like 2, but, you know.
We had like a 3 here in Virginia last year.
You big puss.
You're the big puss.
We had one time that woke me up. That's back home, though. That's kind of living shit out of me. Whoa. Yeah,
I don't think we have anything really to worry on the East Coast.
And that's what you think. There's going to be one that's going to be a tsunami. See, I can predict because I'm a soothsayer. And it's going to get this thing, it's going to hit the ocean, there's going to be a tsunami that's going to somehow or another come this direction. I don't know if they can actually come this direction, but they're going to.
Well, it would have to travel awfully far inland to hit you.
Oh, 400 miles.
That's pretty far. And I'm on the 7th floor, so I don't think I'll be having to worry about anything.
I'm on 12, but I'm on top of a hill, so if this sumbitch falls over, I fall, like, down the side of the cliff.
And it would be, goodbye, poos.
Then I have to fall all the way at the bottom of that damn lake, so that's 600 more feet. Good God, I'll be strangling myself.
You'll be gone.
Hanging on to my Wegmans. You don't have Wegmans, do you?
We do, actually, now. We got one When did that open? I think it opened in the summertime. But it's way out. It's like way out in the suburbs. And I don't...
You haven't been to the Wegmans?
No. Because it's like a half hour drive from where I am.
Oh, shit. It's worth it. It's worth it. I go there like every night and get a cannoli and a bunch of other ignorant shit that I shouldn't buy. But
yeah, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah, I got me a cholesterol kit thing. You know, you can check your own cholesterol now at home.
Oh.
Which I think is a good thing.
It is. So what's your cholesterol?
I'm too paranoid to check it. I have a feeling that's going to be pretty high.
I just got mine checked in December, and it was 181.
See, mine would be more like 381. They're going to be like, listen, we got to go give you a heart bypass real fast because you can't even...
I bet you would have high triglycerides.
You're just talking silliness.
No, because you eat those cannolis and stuff, and they have that trans fat stuff in there.
Oh, no, these are just creams.
That's
I don't like the trans fats. See, that's in the hydrogenated oils.
Oh, okay.
It's terrible. Yeah, that shortening. Shortening is the downfall of society.
But we love it.
It's terrible. I hate shortening. That will kill you faster than anything. Stay away from the shortening.
Okay.
It's going to give you a heart attack. Look on the back of it. It's like a teaspoon of it. It's like 10 grams of freaking trans fat.
I believe you.
Big-ass teaspoon.
Well, and nowadays, now in 2006, they have to put the trans fat thing on the labels.
Yeah, they don't, though.
Well, because the old labels haven't gone out of stock yet.
Stay away from that shortening. So you're going to have high blood, you're going to have high cholesterol, and you're going to have a stroke.
Well, I just went to the doctor like 6 times in the last 3 or 4 months, and I'm fine right now. Except from this cold I have.
That's probably tuberculosis.
No, it's in my nose.
In that case, it's... You probably got the shingles.
I know I don't have the shingles because my mom had those like 2 years ago.
Oh, shit. What causes them? Do you remember?
What is what?
What causes them? Just random occurrence?
No, it's a virus.
A virus?
Oh. Yeah.
I know them some bitches are crazy. Ooh, they drive people mad.
Oh, my God. My mother was in such pain for like 3 months. It was terrible. And you pretty much get it from somebody else who's got the virus, and she hangs around a lot of old people because she goes to her these retirement homes. And I'm like, Mom, you picked it up from one of these old people.
Ooh, gross.
Of course, she's old too, so.
I couldn't take that. Ugh. I wonder what they feel like, though. I always thought they would itch.
She said they sting.
Sting.
She had it on top of her head and like on the side of her neck. And there are these big red blotches, and she said, if anything touches them, it just stings like hell.
Oh, shit. I would have felt that they're itch, because now it's the nerves that are, apparently, they're infected, I guess.
Well, she said, she said at the end, when they were really starting to heal, they were really itching.
Mm. I love that feeling, though. You get to scratch and itch.
Of course.
Shit, I'll be burning myself. I'm going to burn this stuff off and cut it because I can't take burns. I got to burn and I have to cut it off.
Oh, God.
A little blister. I'm like, give me the razor blade and the methylate because we still have methylate. So it's like, it's still 1950s bottle. It'll give you the mercury poisoning.
Oh, my God.
You don't know what you're missing. Get you a bottle of it off the eBays. Well, I got arsenic on it.
You are crazy.
No, I'm perfectly fine up in the head. I'm just sitting. I think I'm so with it that I can't do it.
You're so with it that you can't do it?
That's exactly it. I think that's going to be my new motto.
I am so with it that I can't do it.
Exactly. It's like George Bush.
Yeah. Wouldn't people ask what it is?
No, that's Clinton, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He had a tasty autobiography, Yeah, what kind of fucking word is that? Autobiography.
Did you read that thing?
Just read it, hell. I'm going to listen to that shit.
Oh, you listened to it. I was going to say, that's a hell of a book.
No, because if you open it up, the print's like gigantic.
It's oh.
Like, for people.
For old people.
In their 80s who can't see. Like a damn stop sign shit. But it was pretty good, though. You know, he bullshits his way through it, and I'm like, I couldn't actually believe this.
Well, yeah.
I didn't know he was a crook. Like George W. You know, they're friends. They're friends.
I know. Which is sad.
Yeah, that's what Bush said. That's his new brother.
Exactly. I saw that on the news yesterday or the day before.
I was like, oh, shit. That's good. That's next thing you know, they're going to have that, what's that? He was that black guy who ran. He's like Reverend. What is his name?
Al Sharpton?
Yes. God, I hate him.
He's yeah. So yeah, I don't like him either.
You voted for him. Oh, God.
No, I did not vote for him.
You voted for Sharp.
I did not. Where did you get that from?
That's the new shit on the internet. Oh, God. How can a loser would vote that dumb ass?
Well, that's totally a wasted vote. Well, now, what do you think of Hillary running in 2008?
She's not going to run.
You don't think so?
I think, you know, people here in New York like her, but I think everybody else hates her.
I don't know. Everybody I talk to likes her.
Yeah, they...
Of course, I only talk to really liberal Democrats.
I don't... She gets a pretty big following. She, like, comes to town every now and then. Oh, what she does is she goes to this elementary school that's downtown.
Yeah.
And she's always going to this school. I don't know why she's going to school. I guess... manipulate the young, I don't know, ready them, and that's probably what they're doing.
Probably so, and she's getting PR.
Yeah, and she came here one time for some stupid shit, I don't know, in her big ugly ass limousine, and it was a BMW, too. I'm like, bitch, you're supposed to be American. You need to get you like a Lincoln Navigator some shit going on.
That's true.
But I was like, that is a BMW, I know. It's cute. And that's all she does is goes around and yams. I'm like, don't you? What do senators do? Don't they Senate? Whatever the hell it is they call it.
Well, they don't do it all the time.
Well, hell, she don't do it any of the time. She's just always, she's like a damn Wegman. So I'm like, good God, boy, you're crazy.
Well.
Get your ass up the state house and do whatever it is your people do.
Do your job that we're paying you for.
Or else Reverend,
yeah, Al Sharpton will be taking your seat.
Yeah, Al Sharpton, he looks like a black Gene Shalit.
He does, you're right. But I think I think he's calmed his appearance lately because his hair isn't as like it used to be.
I like him. He's so full of shit, they don't make any sense. He's like Ross Perot.
Yeah.
Listen to him for an hour and they don't make a lick of damn sense.
And doesn't say anything.
Just like it's kind of like Gene Shalit.
Yeah.
You know, you look at him, you're thinking, why can a person look damn ugly?
Well, now, speaking of Gene Shalit and movies, have you seen Brokeback Mountain?
No, I refuse.
Why?
Put it frankly, I'm embarrassed to go see a cowboy and Indian movie.
Why? That doesn't make any sense.
Because it's cowboy and Indians.
There's no Indians in it.
Shit. You know they gotta put some engines in.
And they're cowboys, but they're cowboys in the 60s. They're like watching sheep.
60s?
Yeah, that takes place in the 60s.
People don't have a job.
Well, they both were poor as hell.
Well, yeah, they're still cowboys in the 60s. That shit stopped out back like in the old school days.
Wow.
I'm hearing that it's tasty, it's delicious.
It's a great movie, yes it is. I can't wait for it to come out on DVD because I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, that's what Mother's like, I just want to go see that movie. I just want to go see it. I'm like, I don't want to see that silly shit. And so you'd think it'd be the other way around.
Yeah, you would.
And she's oh, I just want to go see it. I want to go see it. I'm like, it's probably gonna suck as much as Rent did, and Rent was so damn bad. I was embarrassed to even have gone to that.
Well, see, Rent was bad because it didn't live up to the Broadway show.
Well, Rent was bad because it was stupid. The lyrics were ignorant.
I didn't see it, so I really can't speak to that. But I heard that it wasn't as good. Huh?
Oh, God, you've got to see that.
Well, it'll have to be one of those rentals.
It'll have to be one of them rentals. You've got to see it. It is the, it makes no sense. You're wondering why these people don't get jobs. Well, I mean, an obvious reason it would be a movie, but it's just so stupid. You know, you think, hello, honey. Get a job, pay your rent like everybody else does, except for me because I mooch, and just stop singing for a damn minute. That's all I did was sing, yep, 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 yep. Sing, 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 sing. Same damn song 10 times. Then they revised it 2 times.
God.
With different people singing it. They gave it this, what they call it, the punk, new hippity hop pop pop shit at the end of it. I'm like, oh my God, Mom, we've got to get out of here. Ruined it. I was sick of it after the first time. Musicals are musicals, and they need to stay that way unless Barbara Streisand in it.
Oh, and then you love it?
I love Barbara.
You
don't love Barbara, you're going to hell.
You are so gay.
Barbara Streisand, you don't like Barbara?
Oh, she's all right. I don't have a major thing with her. I just, you know, just not a huge fan.
What in the hell? I know your boyfriend's got to love
it. Actually, no, he doesn't like Barbara.
You're kidding me.
He likes Judy.
Judy Garland?
Yeah, a little bit. And he likes other singers from that time. But
Liza Minnelli.
Huh?
You like Liza Minnelli?
No. Well, you probably like, her comeback, Mariah Carey.
You know, I thought Mariah Carey was J-Lo for the longest
time. Oh, don't lie.
No, I did, until I found out she was the one that sung Hero.
Yeah.
Actually, I think she stole Hero from somebody else, didn't she?
I don't know.
I mean, it sounds like something like Aretha Franklin or somebody would be singing back in the old days. But I didn't know that. I kind of like, she's not that bad.
She's not that bad. Her new album, the one that's made her the comeback, is actually not too bad.
Well, I still think you need to find Barbara Streisand, get the song Secondhand Rose.
That's actually a good song. That's Secondhand from, isn't that from Funny Lady or Funny Girl?
Now Funny Girl had Don't Rain on My Pride.
Okay.
I'm trying to find out where that Secondhand Rose came from, though, because I want, whatever it is,
Secondhand Rose, where did that come from? I thought it was Funny Girl.
It may be Funny Woman. I said they have a funny girl and they have a funny woman.
No, they have a funny girl and a funny lady.
Well, whatever, same goddamn thing.
Because with Omar
woman,
Sharif
ladies,
is in
sluts,
this.
Gang.
The second one, the funny lady, wasn't nearly as good as Funny Girl.
No. Ooh. It's like, stick with what you were good at the first time. Funny
exactly.
Girl was excellent, though.
Yeah.
Secondhand Rose. I bet that came from, that sounds like, now Gypsy was Bette Midler, wasn't it?
No, Gypsy was with, well, the original Gypsy was with, Natalie Wood.
Oh, she's a slut. It was Bette Midler now. I like her.
I don't think Bette Midler did that, no. It was...
yes, she did.
It was Natalie Wood.
Bette Midler, Gypsy.
Do I need to go to the Internet Movie Database?
I think you're going to have to.
I'm going.
You just go right there and look. I just found it.
Wait a minute. What did you type in, Gypsy?
I put Bette Midler, Gypsy.
Well, because she did like a TV version.
It says Gypsy.
Yeah, 1993. Gypsy was... That's the TV version.
Who cares? She did Gypsy.
Click on 1962, number one on that match. And look who is there. Natalie Wood and Rosalind Russell. Yeah. That's the original.
So, she's still... Bette Midler is the bitch. And I love Bette Midler better than they do that slut, whoever it was. Who'd you say it was? Whom?
Natalie Whatever. Wood.
Natalie Wood? I don't even know who that is.
She, drowned. She's dead.
Good. See, Bette Midler was good because she did The Rose, which is one of the best movies of all time.
Oh.
And, although Roger Fatass seems to think it wasn't.
About her, the drug-induced, yeah, no, I don't care for her.
Yeah, but it's got that song in it. Everybody loves The Rose.
The Rose, yeah, well.
I want that played at my funeral. I'm not sure if it's a funeral song or not.
I don't really think so, no.
Well, they're either going to do that, they're going to play, Do You Believe in
the... Oh, that'll be good for your funeral.
Yeah, so, I was telling John, I'm like, yeah, I want a Chinese buffet table at my funeral. I do, they're coming out. I want four of the sexiest studs. I'm talking beefcake. No, I don't want beefcake. I hate muscles. I want sexy bitches.
Oh my god.
To wheel them out and like, just grease down glitter. No, I don't want glittery bodies. Just big sexy men. You know, young, still sexy and tasty all at once.
You have got to get a boyfriend.
Jesus, I know. I'm looking at people, I'm like, he is cute. Then I look back like the next day, I'm like, oh my god.
You need to talk to him then if you think he's cute.
No, I'm like, oh my god, I know he just didn't roll his damn britches up. That's so ugly. I can't find anybody up here. Everybody's so cliched.
Well.
And they're walking cliché.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, they're too weird. I saw the weirdest thing of it. This kid was in... Well, actually, he was in like the neuro class with that. He looks just like your boyfriend.
It is really?
The weirdest thing ever. I'm like, that is too damn spooky.
That is weird.
I kept looking at him. I'm like, it's the nose and, yeah, the voice, sort of. It's just funny. I was like, oh my god, this is spooky. So they look just alike.
That is freaky.
I see people, I'm like, oh lord, I know that person. And you know, you get up close and you're like, no, that doesn't look like that kid I knew back in high school at all. Now you do that stuff, this guy, I'm like, I gotta go look at this picture. I gotta go to the internet and I gotta look at this picture because I know he's got to have like an illegitimate kid up here somewhere.
Wow.
He must have had like a kid when he was like 10 or something, but whatever.
Well, if he looks like him and he's like an adult, he would have had to have had the kid when he was 10 because he's only 42.
That's not, yeah. Oh, that's real old now.
No, it's not.
42 is the right prime age for the modern American these days.
There you go.
You know, but once you hit 50, your ass is to give out, you're just, you got to call it quits and retire. But you can't retire until you're 85 because the other new retirement age is going up 15 years.
I'm going to retire when I'm 53, thank you very much.
Shit.
I will, with full retirement, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will.
Full retirement. You better be moving your ass to another country, girl, you shit.
Well, I hope to, by that time, have a place in the country.
No, I mean to, like, France or somewhere that has the free meds.
No, I'll have health insurance too.
Shit.
You know, I work for the state. We have very good benefits.
Oh, that's right. They do.
Yeah.
So, you need a filling? We'll just take that sumbitch right out. That'd be easier. How the government works. Instead of fixing it, they just rip it all up. So you're finished. Get out.
Well, Mr. Poos, I'm going to have to get ready to go to bed here.
Me too. I got to go wash my ass out and take a crap.
Well, now listen. I've been recording this whole time.
Oh, that's cute.
But
oh,
I don't...
Really? That's funny.
That's funny?
Yeah, I didn't know, but it's okay with me.
But I don't know if I'll use it. I don't know if what it's going to sound like, so... If I decide to use it, you give me your permission?
Yeah, just make sure you get... Oh, fuck, I didn't forget what it was. Secondhand Rose. That's cute, I love that.
I might have to play that in the background or something.
I love that. Yeah, do what you... Frame me with it if you...
Well, I don't think you said anything bad. Well, listen, I hope you feel that you're feeling better and you eventually sometime get a podcast out. Because I do miss your show, but I'm not going to give you a hard time about it.
Well, I think I'm coming back. I'm going to make my big debut in Glitter.
Oh, good. Very good.
Two listeners. Everybody else is left.
Oh, you'll get them back fast. You will.
Maybe.
You will. Well, listen, you take it easy, okay?
I'm going to take it easy on that pot in about 10 minutes.
All right, well, I'll catch up with you later then.
Yeah, I'll have a .0 day, girl.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.